Hello, guys, and welcome back to my podcast. It's your host, Josie Fleischel, and today I'm going to be talking about my experience with the digital world. Now, I'm not going to talk about my upbringing with technology in general. I'm mainly going to be talking about my experience on social media and what I think it does for my mental health. Now, I got Instagram for the first time when I was in fifth grade. And again, this was in 2014, 2015. So the app was not as prevalent as it might be in everyone's lives nowadays in 2023, but I still think that it was making a large impact on everybody's life. And what I mean by that is that I would go to school and all my friends had just downloaded Instagram and they were talking about what they had seen. They talk about, you know, what Taylor Swift posted the day before. Did you see Kelly's post about her new dog? So I felt like I was constantly missing out, and I came home one day and just begged and begged and begged my parents, and they were very reluctant at first, but after a week of me probably being very annoying, they let me have Instagram. So I thought, I mean naively as an 11-year-old, that downloading this social media app that everybody had would reduce my fear of missing out. However, now as it being 2023, so 8 years later, I still feel the same FOMO, if not worse, while consuming Instagram every single day. A lot of the time when I open Instagram, I'm honestly not even thinking about why I'm opening the app, what I'm looking for specifically, what I'm looking to get out of my experience. I kind of go blindly and just scroll for about 5 minutes until I get bored and then I leave, and then I do that probably an hour later, and I probably do that around 8 times a day. And I rarely gain anything valuable from my scrolling experience. What I kind of get is that, oh, look at this cool thing she's doing, or her life looks so put together, or look at, he's on another expensive vacation. So through aimlessly scrolling through social media, I feel like I'm just constantly missing out and my life is constantly not good enough because my feed is filled with about 50 posts of people that I follow and seeing them do incredible things while I am sitting at home doing homework. However, I'm 100% guilty of this. I'm not posting on my Instagram, oh, I'm cramming for a final today. I post when I go to concerts and when I hang out with my family or when I go on adventures with my friends. So even though as a consumer, I kind of get annoyed because I'm like, people are putting out only the highlights of their lives on Instagram and it's making everyone feel bad about themselves. Guess what? As a consumer, I am 100% participating in that trend, which is what I think a vicious cycle of social media can be today. I feel like as consumers, we are absorbing all of this information and seeing people post things when they're on their peaks, and then we feel the urge to do the same, almost creating this kind of inevitable cycle of fear of missing out and just comparison, which I find to be really toxic. However, I do feel like as I'm getting older and as my frontal lobe is developing more, because again, I am 19, my frontal lobe is not fully developed, so of course I'm going to have these insecurities. It's normal. I feel like when I'm scrolling on social media, and I think everyone else should try this too, you should kind of have a goal in mind of what you're trying to consume and what you're trying to get out of your experience on the internet. I think we should all integrate this practice a little more into our daily lives, and I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Again, my name is Josie Fleischel, and I just want to thank you guys for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.